Hi, this is Shay Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Offs, the Off in Practice series. There's a product on the market. I think it's called Kale Tzom or some variation of that to make your fast easier. And it's a pill that you're able to take, which apparently makes your fast easier. It's a slow release. It gives out nutrients in order to help you be able to go through a fast if many people have particular difficulties. So this makes it easier for them. And Shabbosar, Batamas is coming up on Sunday, so this may be something that you want to look for. But what about Yom Kippur? Is there a problem of taking such a pill on Erev Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur itself could be a whole different question. But what about before Yom Kippur? On Erev Yom Kippur, you want to take this slow-release pill to allow you to have an easier Yom Kippur. So there's a Gemara in today's daf. Yuma daf ayin dalad amud beis towards the top, and the Gemara learns where's the prohibitions, the five different prohibitions on Yom Kippur. Where does it come from? The Gemara says it comes from the pasuk ta'anu es nafshu seichem. You should inflict yourself. The Gemara says, really, you should inflict yourself? You should be in pain. Does that mean you have to sit in the sun? You have to make sure you endure pain, stand on a bed of needles? The Gemara says, no, you don't need to do that. Only b'sheva al tasa, you have to abstain. There are certain activities you abstain from. Eating, drinking, anointing, washing, having marital relations. These are different things that you're going to abstain from on Yom Kippur because engaging these activities would give you pleasure. So abstaining from these things, that's the ta'anu es nafshei seichem, that's inflicting yourself. But and when you're taking these pills, really what you're doing is you're causing yourself not to have pain. But are you doing anything proactively? Not really. You're eating before Yom Kippur. And not only aren't you doing anything on Yom Kippur, you're eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We'll learn in the Gemara later on in Maseches Yom that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. You're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So how could there be a problem with taking these pills on Erev Yom Kippur? And that, in fact, is the opinion of numerous poskim, Ravadi Yosef, and Yabio Omer Chelik Tes, Archaim and Simon Nandalad has a tshuva on this. I would say a lengthy tshuva, but as Ravadi's tshuvas go, it's not that lengthy. But he quotes numerous poskim, the Chalkas Yaakov, the Mishnah Halachos, and others that say it wouldn't be a problem. He himself says it wouldn't be a problem to take these slow release pills because you're eating on Erev Yom Kippur and you're allowed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, Rashi says, post the Rishonim speak out, why are you supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? In order so that you're able to go through Yom Kippur. So if the whole reason is in order to allow you to go through Yom Kippur easily, then presumably it wouldn't be a problem to take these slow-release pills. But this approach is not universal. Interestingly, there's an approach from the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, the Torah Tumimah and others, that's his son. Torah Tumimah was Aruch HaShulchan's son. So that's coincidental that they both say the same thing, that the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is not in order to enhance your fast on Yom Kippur, but rather in order to make it more painful, because the more you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the harder the fast is going to be. But the Rishonim say not like that. The Rishonim say so that you're able to survive through Yom Kippur. True. So that you're able to survive, but not to make it easier. There's no goal to make it easier. That's a numerous post-glance. So Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachos says that, and it's a quote from, I think, Rav Shlomo Zalman also. Right, so he says someone who does such one of these tricks is like a novel brishas haTorah, maybe permissible strictly based on the letter of the law, but if it's unnecessary for you to take these pills, then it would be a novel brishas haTorah. It's not recommended. It's not in the spirit of what Yom Kippur is supposed to be. Granted, there's no Indian, there's no halacha that you're supposed to inflict pain on yourself. But to engage in activities in order to remove the pain of fasting, that wouldn't be appropriate. But if someone really does have a very, very difficult time fasting, it seems that all poskim would agree that it would be permissible. As we said, it's certainly permissible al pidin. Strictly speaking, it is permissible. The question is whether it's appropriate or not. So if there are other considerations that you won't be able to daven unless you take these pills, then poskim seem to say that it would be okay.